local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. WCDO Sports here tonight. Class D quarterfinal football between Harpersville, Afton, and Unitego, and it's the Spartans on top of the Hornets at the half, 40-0 as we get set for the second half. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting here live. And under the lights at Unitego High School, Joe Gardner back at the CDO studios. Busy night here at Unitego as they have their musical going on inside as well, the Music Man. So the parking lot really full here, a lot of good crowd for football, people standing all the way around the fence, but also a lot of folks inside enjoying the show, too. So a busy night for these kids.
A little warmer in there, too.
Probably a little warmer. Although, you know, for late October football, you can't complain too much, I don't think.
No, this is a perfect night for football, especially in the fall. You know, obviously you're expecting it. We live in upstate New York, folks. We stay here for a reason. It's because of the change of seasons. It happens every year. We're used to it. And you know what? Football is about this. This is what it's all about. You know what? Pretty soon, in a couple weeks, when we get in the finals, you might see a little white stuff on the ground. Little prediction.
And if a local team has gone that far that we're seeing the white stuff, that means a very good season for a local team. And we always love to see that, no matter who it is that gets that far. And there's some teams that have that potential. But the section is certainly going to be a tough one to get out of, that's for sure. As Walton is ranked number 4 in the state this week for Class D teams, Unitego is up to number 7 this week. So very nice season so far for both of those teams. So the kickoff, second half here to Deion Oakley. And he'll run it back about 10 yards. And that's where Harpersville Athens will start the second half. 10 seconds gone in this third quarter as Devin Dean will march out from the sideline. Start things off as Harpersville Athens will go right to left. They're in their road white uniforms with the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet with the gold trim, says Hornets across the helmet and gold lettering. Unitego in that hunter green top with the black pants and the white helmets with their new U symbol on there. Looks very much like the Miami Hurricanes U, and that is green and white. So a first and 10 here, and Dean in the backfield gets a heavy dose here of Ethan Barber and Nate Wilsey, and they will bring him down. And so a loss on the play here for Devin Dean.
Yep, what a way to start off that half. You know, you get the first play from scrimmage and you run a play, and there is Mr. Barber and Mr. Wilsey.
You know, got to give credit there to Devin Dean. He actually didn't go down on the play.
Nope.
Just shows how strong of a player he is. I mean, he's 6'3", about 200 pounds. He is alone. He had two huge guys hanging off him. Play goes dead, but he didn't go down. A lot of credit to him.
Yep. Good determination. Really kept his legs moving as much as he could on that.
Second and 13. Hornets trailing 40-0. 11:05 to go, third quarter. And here's Dean in the shotgun. Rolls to his right, looks to pass. Down the right sideline, he's got Deion Oakley. A juggling catch, pulls it in, and this is going to be a Harpersville Afton touchdown. An acrobatic catch there for Deion Oakley. Huge play there with 10:50 to go, and what a way to start the second half here for the Hornets. Just a nice pass down the sidelines, and a huge catch there for Deion Oakley. He was juggling. Looked like the ball was actually behind him there for a second before he hauled it in.
Yeah, it was a really nice play. I'm sorry I missed it on there. I got tackled up here in the booth.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I get wrapped up in from behind here, and I'm like, looking, what's going on? And I have somebody giving us some information on scores, so we asked about that earlier.
Ask and you shall receive. 10:50
yeah.
to go here in this third quarter, and Harpersville Afton with their first touchdown of the night, and what a way to start the second half. And here's Dean and Harpersville. They will go for two. Dean runs to the outside. He's going to try to muscle this one in, going for that right pylon, but Nate Wilsey is there to put a shoulder into him, and he won't let him in. So it's 40-6, but a nice catch there for Deion Oakley and a touchdown for the Hornets. 10:51 to go, third quarter. We'll step away. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Yeah, I have a little problem with
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Some more out-of-town scores coming to us. We do have it that Tioga is up 20-0 over Deposit. And in the meantime, here's Tanner Winchester looking like he is going to run back a touchdown here on the kickoff for Unitigo, his third TD of the night. And just like that, Unitigo ripping the momentum right back on a huge kickoff return here for Tanner Winchester.
What a great play by Tanner. He just found a seam in the middle and then kicked it outside, and then just pure speed, just outran the tacklers from Harpersville Afton.
And what a play there. And now Unitigo up 46-6 with 10:30 to go in this third quarter. So two big plays, one by the Hornets, and then the Spartans coming right back. And I guess that touchdown there by the Hornets just lit a fire back under Unitigo, as Tanner Winchester now looks like he'll come in to try to kick the extra point, perhaps. He usually is the holder. Oh, I guess he will hold here.
Oh, yeah, he's on the other side. We have a left-handed kicker, or left-footed kicker.
For a second.
He's standing on the other side. That's what's throwing us off.
It looked like he was going to kick, but Damian Whitehill Archibald will come in to kick, and again, he is wide left. And so it's 46-6. That's where things will stay. With 10:30 to go here in this third quarter, we'll step away again here. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus & Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering prime Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get one free. Plus, the holidays will be here before we know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday party stress-free. Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney. Open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-4273.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. So the Hornets scoring and Unitigo scoring all in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. And now another kickoff, this one to Devin Dean. Nice move to get around one man. Escapes to the outside before being roped down here by Unitigo. And so the Hornets will start going right to left on their own 30. With 10:20 to go third quarter, it's Unitigo leading Harpersville Afton 46-6.
Absolutely fantastic move by Dean on that play right there. He actually froze the would-be tackler from Unitigo and made him miss, and then got the additional couple yards to have him start first and 10 on 30.
So in case you're just joining us, second half action, Deion Oakley for Harpersville Afton caught a 60-yard TD bomb from Devin Dean. And then Tanner Winchester for Unitigo runs back the kickoff after that 70 yards, scoring his third touchdown of the night.
Talk about momentum swings.
So here's Devin Dean. He'll look to keep it out on first and 10. Picks up some yardage. Actually looked like he was going to get tackled for a loss, and somehow picks up 5 on the play, just pushing that momentum forward.
Yeah, he definitely is just a hardy kid. He is just not giving up. I mean, that, I'm not sure which number it was from Unitigo, but had him horse-collared. Now, he didn't horse-collar him, but he actually had him wrapped up pretty good, and he just kept going and got another 2-3 yards on that play.
Clock is running, 9:50 to go, third quarter. Unitego on top, 46-6. Harper Zalafton going right to left with a second and three as they break the huddle. Ball is on the Hornets' 36-yard line. So here is Dean under center. He has two guys in the backfield. Hands off, and it looks like they'll pick up the first down and a nice run here, getting the ball up to the 40-yard line. Nice play here for the Hornets. 9:25 to go, third quarter, as they'll pick up the first down and keep this drive going. It looked like Ryan Mees running instead of Dylan Lindsay, who we saw go off with that wrist injury back in the first quarter.
Yep, and then I will say this much. I think the coaches, whatever they did in the halftime speeches, has motivated Harpersville Afton Hornet.
Well, you have to think, some of these guys, your senior season, probably the last time you might play football. Devin Dean, we know his older brother Mason Dean, does play at Hartwick, and he certainly looks like he has the size and ability to go on, but this is it. You have to leave it all out on the table if you're the Hornets. A pass on second down here is picked off, and Ryan Marzell has it here for Unitego. Back to the 20, all the way down to the 10. He's looking for the end zone, and he'll have it. An INT teeny return for the Spartans, and they're now up over 50 points here on Harpersville Afton.
Not sure who it was at the front line, but they tipped the pass, and it made it a very, very easy interception for the Spartans. And then Marzell took it down the sideline, and he picked up a key block, and it was on Mr. Dean, the quarterback from Harpersville Afton, and he cleared the way to the touchdown. So nice job, guys.
So a 60-yard run back for a touchdown here for Ryan Marzell. Marzell picking up his third touchdown of the night. So it's a battle here between Winchester and Marzell. They both have three TDs on the night. As again, Unitego now up 52-6 and going for the extra point. This one is up and good. 53-6 now the score with 8:41 to go. Third quarter is Damian Whitehill Archibald. The big number 71 comes in and kicks it through. We'll step away here on CDO. Again, Unitego leading Harpersville Afton 53-6. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
8:28 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. It's Class D quarterfinal playoff football, and Unitego enjoying a night at home under the lights. They lead Harpersville Afton 53-6. Devin Dean just had a run back of about 15 yards on the kickoff, and he just put his head down, and he was determined to pick up some yards, actually fumbled, but the Hornets were able to recover, so they'll go right to left, starting on their own 41. And here's Dean under center. Has to be a frustrating night for him and the Hornets. They've done some nice things. Their last possession was that pass to Deion Oakley, a 60-yard TD run, and now here's a very nice run up the middle and all the way down to the 35-yard line. Huge pickup here for Mitchell Wiest.
Wiest with a really nice run right there. Nothing but up the gut, right straight at him. Ran by two linebackers and ended up carrying a safety on his back for about 2 yards.
So Mitchell Wiest picking up 25. He has 30 yards on three rushes tonight, the leading rusher here for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. Dean has had several nice runs of about 10 yards, but he's been tackled in the backfield so many times that has kind of hurt his total here tonight for the Hornets. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 53-6 Unitego on top of visiting Harpersville Afton. Spartans are the 4th seed, the Hornets are the 5th seed. Here's Devin Dean barking out the signals. Man in motion, that is Deion Oakley. We know he's fast. Kyle Spaulding in coverage on him. And here's Dean, falls back in the pocket, has nowhere to go, bounces to the outside, puts on the jets, turns the corner to the 30. Dean looking for some daylight down to the 25 before being tackled by two Spartans. A first down here for the Hornets.
Yep, broken play. You know, that's what happens. They break, the play gets broken up by a nice play by the defense. They show, give pressure. Dean makes one guy miss, and then it's wide open down the sideline.
7:05 to go, third quarter, 53-6. Unitego on top of the Hornets here, and we were talking about it a little bit during that Tanner Winchester run back, but it does look like Tioga has a 20-0 lead at the half over Deposit Hancock. That was one of the other games tonight in Class D quarterfinal action. Yeah, so we know Tioga is a tough team.
Yep, absolutely. They're definitely a force to be reckoned with.
And we saw Deposit Hancock on a couple of occasions here this year on CDO. Saw them play Walton. And we know Unitego played them as well. And they have some weapons over there, but unable to score so far in the first half there on the road against Tioga. So a run here for Harpersville up the middle. Picking up one there was Wiest. We have a player down here for Unitego on the line.
Yeah, the one thing I was going to say, I just noticed on that place especially, was that I am seeing a lot of white shirts 5-10 yards down the field right now. Harpersville Afton is getting a nice little push from their offensive line. So whatever, like I said before, whatever the coaches did at halftime seems to be working at this point.
Ethan Barber, the player down on the field here for Unitego. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Looks like he's being helped to his feet. It didn't look serious, as he is a tough, tough kid. We know that. He's helped to his feet. We'll give him a minute to catch his breath, and we will, too. Let's take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:10 to go, third quarter, and running up the middle here for Harpersville again is Mitchell Wiest, and he has done a very nice job here in the second half, particularly on this drive, as now it's a first and goal here for the Hornets.
He didn't get the ball a lot in the first half, obviously, because they didn't have the ball that much, and when they did, they were punting. But he's really getting a nice push from his offensive line, like I just said a few minutes ago, and then he is being able to finish off the runs.
So now it's a first and five here with 5:50 to go, third quarter. They try to get it back to Wiest, and he just runs into a green wall, a green and black wall there of Unitego, and so the clock will continue to run. 5:40 to go, third quarter, second and five here, as it's 53-6 to go before the half. is the score.
I don't know what to say. I think somebody just got corrected on how to pronounce somebody's name.
We had it correct.
We're saying it correct.
We've been saying Mitchell Wiest correctly.
Must have been the boys on the PA, because somebody just got corrected.
The PA squad just had some Harpersville Afton fans with some pronunciation corrections there. And a second and five as Devin Dean hauled down in the backfield. Just really had nowhere to go as soon as he snapped the ball. Breaking through the line there for Unitego, was Riley Hanrahan.
Yes, he did. And he was there like in no time at all. Poor Dean didn't have a prayer.
So 4:35 to go in this third quarter. Harpersville Afton behind 53-6. I've been very impressed, though, with the Hornets' attitude and their effort here tonight, as they have done everything they can. It's just they are running into an absolute buzzsaw here of a Unitego team that is clicking on all cylinders tonight, both offensively and defensively. So here is Dean on a 3rd and 10 now. Ball is on the 10-yard line as Harpersville Afton goes right to left. Dean rolls out, throws one up into the back of the end zone. The intended receiver not there to be able to pull it down, as he was trying to find Allen Rhodes in the back of the end zone. This will bring up fourth down with 4:05 to go in the third.
He had him just overthrew him a little bit. I think that would have been a nice little touchdown pass right there, but just a bit too far for number six.
So a 4th and 10, not even a question at this point. Harpersville Afton going for it to try to crawl their way back into this contest. Dean gets the play from the sideline. It's been such a pleasure to watch in his years at Harpersville Afton, as he'll try to punch one in here for the Hornets to get them into double digits with 3:55 to go third quarter. And here's Dean. Immediately pressured, rolls to his left, and he's not going to be able to get a pass off, as again Riley Hanrahan tracking him down. Unitigo just has the athletes to be able to keep up with Devin Dean. He looks frustrated on the play, but really he had nowhere to go.
He had a guy open, but he's rolling to his left, so he has to make sure that his body is completely square to the line before he throws the ball, and he was unable to do that because of the pursuit of Unitigo.
Yeah, if he had rolled out to the right, say that was reversed, he might have been able to get a pass off, but not being left-handed, unable to throw there, and he had three guys, including Riley Hanrahan, to bring him down. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 53-6. As Unitigo takes back over, as they go left to right, and a handoff to Nate Wilsey. He'll pick up 5 on a 1st and 10, ball up to about the Unitigo 20-yard line.
He has been the number tonight. They've been pounding the ball with Wilsey tonight, and then every now and then, Fireben will hold it, and he'll go around the opposite end. So maybe we'll see that happen right here.
Here's Firebend on a 2nd and 5 with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Firebend throws, and this one is caught, and a first down for Unitigo as Seth Burnham will catch this one and bounce out to the 35-yard line here. Actually, it wasn't Burnham. It was Jared Jones.
Nice catch on the play by Jared Jones. Really didn't have much to get his hands on because that pass was in between the 1 and the 6 before he even turned around.
2:50 to go, third quarter. Firebend on the keeper. Will split two defenders, gets past midfield. Now a stiff arm to the 40, to the 30, and Firebend streaks down the sideline. He's got one man to beat. Flag on the play as Firebend is into the end zone, but we'll see what the flag is for, as the flag is all the way back at the 35, where Firebend threw a heck of a stiff arm on one of his defenders coming his way, and we'll see who it's against. It is against the Spartans of Unitigo.
I think we have a legal block in the back on that play, but the funny part about it, which you couldn't see, but the referee on the back judge did not signal anything because he knew the flag was on the field. Thought that was kind of funny. So pretty risky. If that had been on Harpersville, he would have had to, you know, have him make a decision at that point in time.
So Firebend, as they'll bring the ball up to the spot of the foul, still picks up about 25 on that run there. So an excellent run by Josh Firebend, but he lost another 40 yards after the penalty, and he would have been into the end zone. A heck of a run there. When he gets into the open field, he is just as electric as Marzell or Winchester.
Yep, absolutely.
So here's a 1st and 10. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter, and it's a handoff again to Nate Wilsey. And Wilsey may be a pickup of 1 on the play as we're under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 53-6. Unitigo on top of Harpersville Athens, Class D quarterfinal football here tonight.
He was tackled on that play by number 77. If you could help me out with that name, that would be great.
Brandon Latore, and he has been a force in there tonight, a big guy to deal with, 375 pounds in the middle there. Here's Wilsey to the left side for Unitigo to the 30. Cuts back to the 25, to the 20, going left to right before being shoved out of bounds, and a Unitigo first down.
Nice little run there, and we saw something from Mr. Wilsey that I haven't seen all year long. He actually had a little stutter step on that play. He usually is running over people. He's looking for people to run into. That time he did a little stutter step and made a guy miss.
He is much more of a straightforward runner. You're not going to see the cutbacks from him like we see from some of these other guys. Speaking of Wilsey, here he is to the 10, now to the 5 before being shoved out of bounds. And Unitigo again on a 1st and goal here with a minute to go in the third quarter, knocking on the doorstep.
Another 1st down run, and now the ball being inside the 10-yard line will be 1st and goal for the Spartans.
We'll see over 100 yards on 12 carries here tonight. He's done a nice job.
Yeah, very, very good job.
Here's Firebend back in that traditional shotgun that they like so much. Hand off to Wilsey. No, a keeper, and this time Harpersville does a nice job reading that beautifully. There was Dakota Lippert bringing down Firebend in the backfield for a loss.
Real nice play by number 45 on that. He didn't go with, pinched down with the fake to Wilsey, and Firebend came around, and he was right there waiting for him. Good outside contain.
20 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading Harpersville Afton 53-6, and Unitigo doesn't look like they're in any rush here to get off a play. I think they're just going to let the clock tick down as we're under 10 seconds to go. So Unitego is one quarter away from sealing up a victory here on their home field in the Class D quarterfinals. They are really rolling here tonight against a scrappy and tough Harpersville-Afton team. And the third quarter is done. 53-6, the Spartans lead the Hornets. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A beautiful fall night for football here under the lights at Unitego, and it's the Spartans leading the visiting Harpersville-Afton Hornets 53-6 as we start the fourth quarter here on CDO. It's quarterfinal Class D playoff football here tonight, and Unitego looking to punch their ticket to the Class D semifinals, which will be next Friday on Halloween down in Binghamton at Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. And so here's Unitego looking to punch it in here on this second and 10 as they have some fresh faces in, as Josh Feuerbend looks like his evening at quarterback is done. And it looks like we'll see Jake DeJoy at QB. We've seen a couple of different guys win. Firebend has been out early in the game. If Unitego's had a big lead, we've seen Jared Smith before. It looks like tonight Jake DeJoy will get the call. So a third and eight as the Spartans now going right to left. He'll hand off on this third and eight, and rushing to the outside here for Unitego is Bryden Rolfs, and he is knocked out of bounds.
Yep, nice little gain for the young man right there, but a really nice tackle to save the touchdown right there, because he probably would have walked in if that tackle hadn't happened.
So Rolfs is pushed out of bounds. This brings up a fourth and four for Unitego with 11 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and they have a comfortable 53-6 lead. And it looks like Unitego will go for it on the fourth and four. So here's DeJoy with the handoff to the outside here for Dawson Wilsey, and Wilsey is in for the touchdown. So two brothers here scoring tonight. Nate's had a couple, and now Dawson Wilsey scores for the Spartans with 10:46 to go, fourth quarter.
And he learned the same stutter step move that his brother had there just a few minutes ago and got him in the end zone. He just froze the tackler for a second and then outran him to the pylon.
You know, I have to correct myself. Nate Wilsey hasn't scored tonight. He's done a lot of the work in between the Winchester, the Marzells, the Firebend touchdowns, but he hasn't gotten in yet, although he is over 100 yards rushing. So that family having a pretty good night, as a nice run there by Dawson Wilsey to score early here in this fourth quarter. Unitego now leads 59-6.
They're going to try for the extra point here again. Number 71, the left-footed kicker.
And this one is wide. No, it's good.
Good.
Just sneaks by that left upright and in. So Unitego now leads 60-6 with 10:46 to go here in this fourth quarter. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. We'll step away. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
October is cruise sale month at Catskill Travel at 24 River Street in Sydney. Sales like this. The second person cruises for half price on Royal Caribbean. Sail Celebrity Cruise Lines and choose from three discounts. Free gratuities, shipboard credit of up to $300, or free beverage package. Plus many other cruise sales. But they end October 31st. So stop by Catskill Travel to book your cruise and save during Cruise Sale Month. Remember, Catskill Travel has moved to 24 River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur Supply. Call 563-2156.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true.
to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Fourth quarter playoff football action here tonight on CDO. Nate Lull joined by Tim Cutting. Unitego on top of Harpersville Athens at home, 60-6 with 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego looking to punch their tickets to the semifinals next Friday night. And here is Devin Dean, senior QB for the Hornets, as they go left to right. And they start from their own 35-yard line and a run here up the gut. Not a lot of room to work with, but a pickup of two there for the Hornets as Jake Andrews picks up a tough 2 yards.
And he ran into number 50 from Unitego. I'm not sure who that is right now, but I'm going to tell you something. That was probably the best running back linebacker contact tonight. I couldn't even say it. I was so excited.
Noah Finch was right there, and that was the traditional thud of a football hit as those two collided together. 9.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitego on top, 60-6. And running up the middle here, a nice run for Harpersville Athens. They'll easily pick up the first down there with Ryan Mees. And they're into Unitego territory to the 45-yard line going left to right.
Ryan Mees with a real quick first step, got into the hole real fast and just kept right on going. Nice little quick,
just a
different
quick
type of play.
Yeah.
Different type of play for Harpersville. Not Weiss powering it up the middle right there.
So the ball into Unitego territory at the 46. And here's Dean under center. And again, he'll hand off for Mees, who's through the middle and all the way down to the 35-yard line here. Pickup of about 8 on the play. He's had two nice runs back-to-back here with 8:40 to go fourth quarter. Spartans on top 60-6.
A little bit of thunder and lightning from Harpersville Afton Hornets right now.
And so the Hornets enjoying this fourth quarter. They came in very fired up tonight, but Unitego just doing everything right here. And the Hornets, they've had some nice drives. They've had some great plays. Just have not been able to put it together. And it's very tough to try to outscore a team like Unitego. Here's Dean. He's going to throw deep. He's got Deion Oakley wide open, and Oakley will score here for the Hornets. His second touchdown of the night, a 40-yard bomb from Devin Dean to Deion Oakley.
Great move on the cornerback, and just when he did that, he had the young man frozen, and he went right by him, and there was no safety help. So easy catch and or toss and catch for Mr. Dean.
Deion Oakley, 2 catches on the night, both for touchdowns, and he's over 100 yards. Nice little night for that young man.
Good percentage.
8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's now 60-12. Harpersville Athens with a nice design play. You can see Dean looks very comfortable throwing it down that right sideline, and just a beautifully lofted pass and into the back of the end zone. And now Harpersville Athens going for two. Dean will hand it off to Mees, and he pushes through the pile, and the two-point conversion is good. 60-14 now the score. A very nice scoring drive there for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. We'll step away with 8 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. 60-14, Spartans on top. I'm Nate Lowell for WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. 60-14 is the score as Devin Dean lofts up the second touchdown pass of the night for the Hornets. Again to Deion Oakley, who has 100 yards receiving on 2 catches tonight. 8 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Harpersville Afton, maybe an onside kick. No, they will kick it long, and there is Tanner Winchester. Winchester fields it going right to left. He's at his own 25. Cuts back to the right sideline, looking for some daylight. Hops over a tackler and out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Good little 15-yard return there for Tanner Winchester of Unitego.
Yeah, nice little 15-yard return, but he actually probably ran about 45 because he caught it way over here on the left hash.
And he loves to do that.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
We see a lot of his big play touchdown runs where he'll start on one side of the field and elude tacklers all the way to the other side and then break a long one.
And he does it with two different types of moves. He'll do it with his feet and just by juking people and getting by them that way, or he'll just flat out outrun them.
7.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Unitigo on top of Harpersville-Afton, 60-14. And Jake DeJoy is the quarterback now for Unitigo, taking over for Josh Fireben. And a handoff, and Unitigo will get about 5 yards on this little scamper up through the middle there by Zach Youngs.
Nice little run by Zach Youngs on the play.
Just want to let you know about some other games that will be coming up tomorrow that are local soccer action. Sectional play in Class C. Marathon is here at Unitigo at noon. Of course, the Lady Spartans are the MAC champions, so that's a great game to go watch. If you like MAC soccer, you also have UV hosting Sydney in girls action tomorrow at 3:30. As Unitigo picks up another quick run here with Jake DeJoy, and he'll be very close to a first down. Class D girls soccer tomorrow, if you're looking for a Class D battle. Franklin hosting Downsville at 1:30. Just over the hill in Franklin, and that'll be a very good matchup. Those two teams tied earlier in the year, and of course Franklin, the Tri-Valley champions of girls soccer this year, ranked fifth in the state right now. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Tim and Unitigo trying to put another little drive together here with some of their younger guys out there right now.
The future is on the field for the Spartans right now.
Here's Jake DeJoy, and the snap goes through his hands. He'll lose about 5 to 10 yards on the play here. So he had to track that one back and just fall on it.
A nice play, though.
Yes.
You know, if he tries to pick that up and run with it, he drops it. Now they have an opportunity to have the turnover right there. So good play by the Jake DeJoy.
And that just makes you appreciate, A, how hard that is, because DeJoy did make the right play, but B, just how good Josh Firebend is, because we do see a lot of high snaps that he casually just snaps back down, flick of the wrist, and the ball's out of there.
Yep. He does have a very, very quick release. You know, you were talking about that earlier tonight. It's amazing how far he can throw the ball with that release.
Here's DeJoy under center. Has to pull it right down because there's some traffic coming his way. And he slips on that grass and the mud in the middle of this field and is down on the play. So this is going to bring up a third and long here for Unitigo. You know, the question at the beginning of the year, you know, when Unitigo was playing Sydney was, here's Fireben. He had a great year last year, but he had that Tommy John surgery. And it's like everyone has forgotten about that because he's had such a solid year, obviously 100% again.
Well, you know, it's a couple. I'm going to go back to that game, and I remember the brace that he had on his arm because I was on the sideline that night running, doing the chain crew. And I remember the brace that he had on. I was like, how can he throw the football? How can he even attempt to throw the football? And he did. And then it was like the second or third time after that when we saw them. He did not have the brace on, and he doesn't have it on now.
And so a 3rd and 20 here for Unitigo, and they're going to pick up 10 yards here with Anthony Sacco, the sophomore, coming in, turn the corner, and gets up to about the 45-yard line. But this will be about a 4th and 10 here for Unitigo with 4 minutes 20 seconds to go here in the contest, and Unitigo leading Harpersville-Afton 60-14.
And talking about Tommy John surgery, you know, I mean, the other thing that Mr. Fireben does is pitches. So for baseball, so he is definitely, you know, one of those multi-sport athletes that Unitigo loves to see.
And DeJoy now will punt it away for Unitigo on 4th and 11. Very nice punt here for Jake DeJoy. And Derek Beams is down there to catch it for Unitigo. So this one will be down at the 30-yard line. And that's where Harpersville-Afton will take back over, going left to right. 3:53 to go in the contest. Unitigo leading 60-14. And just one more quick note there on Josh Fireben. We hear he might be even a better pitcher than he is a quarterback, which is quite a thing to say, as I know he's done very well in both sports over the years.
Yeah, that definitely is what I've heard as well, and I find that very hard to fathom.
Certainly hoping to cover a little more baseball and softball here on CDO this year, just like we have done with the soccer. So I'm sure we'll get to see a lot of some of these fine athletes for Unitigo on the boys' side throughout the winter, of course, with basketball and wrestling, and also the spring with baseball. And here's Devin Dean. Throws a nice ball outside here, just a little bit short, as he was trying to get it up the midfield for Jake Andrews, who tried a sliding catch through his hands and down to the turf.
Good effort, though. You know, he could have given up on the play, especially with the score way it is and everything, you know, but he laid out and tried to make a nice little play on that ball.
3:24 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego with a comfortable 60-14 lead. Got to say, though, Tim, just like you were mentioning after halftime, Harpersville-Afton, down 40-0 at the half, really came out, and they were excited. They had energy. Whatever the coaching staff for Harpersville-Afton said at the half got them fired up. They scored on that 60-yard TD pass to Deion Oakley early. It's a team that has no give-up in their vocabulary.
No, that's and you know what? Again, like I said before, you could see it when they came out of the locker room that they weren't going to give up, and they didn't give up. And then when I was talking with you earlier about it, their offensive linemen are down past the linebackers of Unitego, and they didn't get that push in the first half. And, you know, you have to wonder, what would have happened if they were doing that, you know? So kudos to the staff and the players for Harpersville-Afton for what the adjustments they made at halftime.
We talked a lot about if a team can weather the early storm that Unitego tends to bring, then you can get a ball game. It's just Unitego scores so early and often. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. And here's a third down and 10 for Harpersville-Afton. They try a little pitch to the outside, and they'll pick up about 5 yards, maybe a little more. Now to 10, I think they're going to get a first down here because Jake Andrews, pushing his way up that sideline, looked like he was going to get knocked out of bounds. Instead, hauls his way up. He'll be very close to a first down. Nice running play there by Andrews.
Yeah, real nice play, and some unbelievable blocks and hits on that play. Sitting up here with the Unitego fans that are in the press box with us, and we're just like in awe of some of the hitting that's going on out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, 2 minutes to go here in the contest, and you know, we're seeing some huge hits as if this was a, you know, down to the wire game. So down on the field, a Harpersville-Afton player. This will give us a chance to step away. With 2 minutes to go in the contest, it's 60-14. Unitego leading Harpersville-Afton in Class D quarterfinal football action here tonight from Unitego. And we'll take a break here on CDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire. Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And Devin Dean with a great individual run here to pick up that first down here for Harpersville. Welcome back. Minute 40 to go in the contest, and Dean gets Harpersville-Afton down to the Unitego 36. And just another quick score update. BG at Cander, crossover football action here tonight. They lead 30-22, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, so good luck to the Bobcats out there taking on Cander tonight.
Absolutely. I've seen the Bobcats a couple times this year, and I'll tell you what, I give that team a lot of credit because there wasn't any quit in them either.
Dylan Moffitt, an incredible athlete. Austin Carr, their quarterback as well. Really nice effort from those guys this year. So here's Devin Dean on a 1st and 10 with about a minute to go. Throws one up and just didn't get the touch on the ball he wanted there. Had some pressure, and it falls down to the turf about 5 yards short.
Yeah, it looked like the ball slipped coming out of his hand because it wasn't that normal spiral that you see when you throw a football, and it was definitely what I would call a wounded duck.
So that one just fluttering and unable to get to the line as we are under a minute to go here. Unitego on top of Harpersville-Afton, 60-14. Thanks for joining us tonight here, folks, whether you listened on 100.9 WCDO or online at WCDOsports.com. The first half is already up on the site. If you want to go back and listen to that anytime on demand, you can, and the second half will be up shortly as well, as all the contests that we broadcast this year will be in our on-demand audio vault. Devin Dean just slipping and falling here on 2nd and 10, and obviously frustrated as he tried to roll out to the right. The mud in the middle of the field, while it doesn't look that bad, I'm sure has to be very slippery for these guys.
And I'm not positive, but I think that's going to be it for the game, because I think Harpersville has done what they can tonight, and they are saying, let's go home.
Speaking of Austin Carr, he just scored again for BG. They now lead 36-22, 3 minutes left in that contest, and that will do it for our contest here as Unitigo defeats Harpersville Afton 60-14. They punch their tickets to Binghamton down to Ty Cobb Stadium, and they will be in the sectional semifinals next Friday night. We'll come back with our post-game show, wrap everything up here from Unitigo. Again, the Spartans defeating the Hornets 60-14 here tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here for our post-game show. We'll have our awards here in just a second as Unitigo defeats Harpersville Afton, the 4 seed, beating the 5 seed 60-14 here tonight. Always a tough time of year because you look on one sideline, one team so happy. Moving on to the Class D sectional semifinals next week. For another team, the season is over. That hard work, the joy of making the playoffs, stings a little bit right now, but great memories for these young guys going forward as they had a heck of a season. Harpersville Afton finishes 4-4 this year. Congratulations to them on a great season.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Harpersville. You know, it is tough when it ends it like this, but you know what? They do have the opportunity, if they so choose, to have a crossover game, you know, and play another time. Again, all about motivation. It's going to be tough to motivate them to get to do that because they know it's just another game. But you know what? It's another time to put on the helmet, strap on the pads, and play football.
Let's do our post-game awards here, starting with the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. We'll give that award tonight to Ryan Marzell of Unitigo. Thought he made some outstanding plays. There was a bunch of guys who you really could give this award to, but Marzell with a 60-yard INT return, I think that gets him the award tonight. The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award to Ryan Marzell of Unitigo. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Tanner Winchester from Unitigo with 3 touchdowns tonight. As usual, outstanding self and an easy choice there for outstanding offense, Tanner Winchester of Unitigo. Our ACO Brands All-Purpose Award, ACO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be part of high school sports on CDO. ACO Brands is a proud local employer. And I thought this one was easy as well. Nate Wilsey, heck of a night. He had an interception, over 100 yards rushing. It was really a workhorse. We saw him featured more tonight than we've seen him featured, at least in any game that we've done on the air this season, Nate Wilsey from Unitigo, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. So just a quick recap here. A 60-14 win for Unitigo over Harpersville Afton. Ryan Marzell with three touchdowns. Tanner Winchester with three touchdowns. Dawson Wilsey also scored for Unitigo, as well as Josh Firebend on a run in the first quarter, and Kyle Spaulding with a touchdown catch tonight here for Unitigo. Deion Oakley with two touchdown catches for Harpersville Afton, both from Devin Dean. So that was really kind of our scoring recap there. It was early and often for Unitigo, with Firebend, Winchester scoring twice, and Marzell all scoring TDs in the first quarter, where they were up 28-0. So that was really where they put the dagger in Harpersville Afton early on. So Unitigo will play next Friday at Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. They don't know if it'll be 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock next Friday night. A lot of that could change, so make sure you check back to WCDOsports.com. We'll have that up there on our calendar, so you can be sure you'll know when that contest is. Tim, any final thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, just want to congratulate the Unitigo Spartans on a great game, and wish them a lot of luck and down in Binghamton, whether it be at Alumni Stadium or if it'll be at Ty Cobb Stadium. It'll be at one of those two places. Like Nate said, make sure you pay attention to WCDO for those changes, because they can change quite frequently.
Yes, they can.
And, you know, again, congratulations to Harpersville for a great season. And they got a lot of good young kids on that team that'll be back next year, and maybe they'll have a better year next year. So good luck to them.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the radio or on our web stream at WCDOsports.com. Again, the final, Unitigo defeats Harpersville Afton 60-14. They move on in the Section 4 Class D playoffs to the semifinals. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. A big thanks to Jill Gardner back in the CDO studios. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.